This is Bad Cop No Donut for the week of July 21st, 2005.
All right, police!
Bad Cop No Donut!
Bad.
Cop.
No. Donut!
He's under the law! And I rule!
With your weekly wrap-up of North American police brutality, misconduct, and corruption, I'm Ron Anisich at CKLN in Toronto. An 11-year-old girl in Fresno, California, was arrested and charged with a felony for defending herself from a group of children who were throwing water balloons and taunting her. According to an Associated Press report, the 11-year-old was outside of her house in April when she was attacked by a group of boys who pelted her with water balloons. The girl threw a rock at one of them in self-defense. Police responded to a 911 call by sending three squad cars and a helicopter. The boy, who was slightly injured by the rock, admitted to the police that he attacked the girl first, but she was nonetheless charged by police with assault with a deadly weapon. She was then held in custody for 5 days and was only allowed to see her parents once during that time. She also spent 30 days under electronically monitored house arrest. The girl will appear in court on August 3rd. A police officer in Omaha, Nebraska, charged with first-degree sexual assault, was released pending trial on Friday. WOWT reports that Officer Scott Antoniak was accused by a woman of sexually assaulting her last Sunday night. Antoniak, who is married and has a child, will appear for a preliminary hearing on August 12th. He's also facing a charge of non-consensual oral sex. Antoniak was already being investigated for illegal sexual activity on duty. That investigation is continuing. If convicted on his current charges, he faces a possible 50 years in prison.
I'll call the case of State of Kansas versus Thomas L. Fort Miller. And is it your desire here this morning to waive and give up these rights to enter this plea?
Yes, it is. He did not know Individual A, had never dealt with anyone by that name, and that he did not write the signature for the transaction indicated by Officer Fort Miller.
One of the first things you have to do is admit that you have a problem. He's admitted that. He's taking responsibility for it.
A police officer in Topeka, Kansas, pleaded no contest on Friday to over 50 charges connected with misuse of department money. WIBW reports that Officer Thomas Fort Miller was originally facing over 100 charges, but ended up pleading to 17 counts of perjury, 11 counts of theft, 11 counts of forgery, and 11 counts of official misconduct. Prosecutors say that Fort Miller requested money for fake drug buys 20 times and submitted paperwork with the forged signature of a police informant on each occasion. Fort Miller was accused of receiving more than $20,000 worth of money earmarked for drug buys. Investigators also uncovered evidence that the officer was gambling in a casino at the same time he was supposedly observing the drug purchases. He will be sentenced on September 16th. Fort Miller remains under investigation for 4 pounds of methamphetamine that he checked out of a police evidence locker and which subsequently disappeared. A Pomeroy, Iowa police officer who was fired in April for making sexual advances on a high school student has been hired by another police department. According to the Des Moines Register, Officer Corey Simpson was fired after a March incident when a high school student accused him of kissing her and showing him a naked picture of himself. Simpson was fired after the girl complained to authorities. He has since been hired as a part-time officer in Manson, Iowa. In 2003, Simpson was accused of sexually harassing women and being physically rough with children. Two radio personalities in St. Louis, Missouri, have been suspended from their jobs for anti-police comments they made on air. An Associated Press report says that the pair were suspended last week after an on-air discussion with listeners in which they described ways of hurting officers and taking their police radios away so that they could not call for help.
It was a hard hit that Leaks put out on my brother. The word on the street was that Leaks put a hit out for my brother.
Today we brought charges against Edward Leak Jr. for first-degree murder and for solicitation of murder for hire.
A police officer in Chicago, Illinois, was arrested and charged with first-degree murder and solicitation of murder for hire last Thursday. WMAQ reports that Officer Edward Leak is accused of hiring two men to kill a man who went to authorities to report the officer's embezzlement of hundreds of thousands of dollars from a funeral home owned by the officer's family. Leak had taken out a $500,000 life insurance policy on his victim in the months leading up to the February 2004 murder. The two men who carried out the killing are in custody. Officer Leak, who continued to work for the Chicago police during the investigation, will be suspended from his job and likely fired. He'll appear in court next on August 5th for a preliminary hearing. A Chicago police sergeant is accused of putting a gun to the head of a state senator last Wednesday. The Chicago Sun-Times reports that the senator's car was stopped by an unnamed police officer for a minor traffic infraction when the incident occurred. Chicago police say that the incident is under investigation. The actions of the police officer have been widely condemned by the Chicago mayor and other politicians. Congressman Jesse Jackson has called for a change in police policy requiring officers to keep their guns in their holsters and refrain from using profane language during traffic stops. Police in Pontiac, Michigan are accused of calling in sick en masse last Friday to protest forthcoming layoffs in the department. WDIV says that 80% of the officers scheduled to work the midnight shift failed to show up for work. For the morning shift, 90% of officers scheduled for duty did not show up for work. City officials suspect that this is a job action in protest of the elimination of more than 30 positions in the department. A police officer in Ross, Pennsylvania, is now facing federal charges after being arrested on Monday. WTAE reports that Officer Michael Baird was originally arrested in February after a search of an apartment found ingredients used to make methamphetamine. Baird was originally charged with risking a catastrophe and other local drug charges, but those charges were dropped and the officer is now facing a federal charge of conspiracy to manufacture methamphetamine. Baird was fired from his job and remains free on bond. A police officer in Maple Shade, Pennsylvania, was sentenced last Friday to 3 years in prison for stealing prescription pain medication. The Burlington County Times says that Officer John Geisenheimer took prescription painkillers from the homes of people he befriended who the officer knew to be taking the medication. He went to two homes in September 2003, ostensibly to make sure his acquaintances had enough medication. He was accused of stealing some of the medication for his personal use. Geisenheimer became addicted to painkillers after he was injured in an accident 10 years ago. He resigned from the police department in August 2004. Geisenheimer pleaded guilty to a single count of official misconduct in April. He will be eligible for parole in 9 months. Two police officers in Richmond, Virginia, were arrested last Thursday and charged with murder. An Associated Press report says that officers Michael Couture and Edward Eichleman have both been charged with second-degree murder, unlawful use of a firearm, and shooting into an occupied vehicle. The charges stem from a police shooting at a traffic stop in May 2004. Both officers resigned on June 29th. They will both appear in court this Friday. A retired police officer in Norfolk, Virginia, was arrested last Tuesday for sexually abusing a child. WAVY reports that Michael Kinney was accused of fondling a 10-year-old girl who he was doing a crossword puzzle with the day before he was arrested. Kinney has been charged with one count of aggravated sexual battery and is free on a $50,000 bond. A West Point, Kentucky police officer was arrested last Wednesday after being accused of raping and sodomizing a woman while he was on duty several days earlier. The Louisville Courier-Journal says that Officer John Cottrell has been charged with first-degree rape, first-degree sexual abuse, and sodomy in the first degree. Cottrell remains in custody at the Hardin County Jail.
You're right. It disappoints people. It's something that you would think that folks would learn from and recognize the ramifications. They know the risks of drinking and driving, but yet it still happens.
A police officer in Charlotte, North Carolina, has become the third officer in his department to be charged with drunk driving in recent months. WSOC reports that Officer Andrew Watkins was arrested on Saturday after he was pulled over for speeding. Tests subsequently determined that Watkins was under the influence of alcohol and he was charged with driving while impaired. He is currently not able to work as a police officer because his driver's license has been temporarily suspended. In May, Charlotte officer James Efford was also charged with driving while impaired, as was officer Michael Ramsey in June. Two Lake City, South Carolina police officers whose law enforcement certification was revoked last week are still working for the police department. According to the Florence Morning News, officers Morris Ponto and Shanita McKnight were among three officers suspended after they failed polygraph tests connected to an ongoing drug investigation. The third officer, Merwin Brown, subsequently resigned. Ponto and McKnight are working in the police department's office and are not permitted to work in a law enforcement role. Both still wear their badges and uniforms while they are at work. The certification suspensions are believed to be connected to the February arrest of Lake City Detective William Webb, who is facing federal drug conspiracy charges for intent to distribute powder and crack cocaine. The Lake City police chief says he was fired after he reported the misconduct to a state agency and demanded that the three be fired. A police officer in Columbus, Georgia, was arrested last week on drug charges. WTVM says that Officer Philip Mateo is accused of illegally obtaining OxyContin for his personal use. Mateo is alleged to have forged multiple prescriptions and filled them at a number of local pharmacies. He's on administrative leave with pay, and an internal investigation is being conducted to determine his possible future with the police department. Another Columbus, Georgia police officer was arrested this week. The Columbus Ledger-Enquirer says that Officer Gregory Diltz was arrested last Thursday and charged with pointing his firearm at another person. The incident is still under investigation, and Diltz is free on a $250 bond. A police lieutenant in Greenbrier, Arkansas, was arrested on Friday after he was accused of assaulting his wife and threatening to kill her. The Associated Press reports that Officer Robert Rowe was arrested on suspicion of aggravated assault, third-degree domestic battery, and kidnapping. The couple had been separated for less than a month when the assault took place. Rowe's wife says that he hit her with a telephone after she received a phone call that he objected to. She says that he then dragged her to a bedroom and put his service revolver to her head and threatened to kill her. He then struck his wife and spit on her before taking her car keys and making her promise not to report him to the authorities before he allowed her to leave. He was released on a $5,000 bond the same day as he was arrested and will appear in court next week. Rowe has also been suspended without pay. A Madill, Oklahoma police officer is accused of buying methamphetamine from an undercover agent. An Associated Press report says that Officer Michael Stevenson has been charged with possession of a controlled substance within 2,000 feet of a park, driving under the influence of drugs, and possession of drug paraphernalia. On Friday, Stevenson purchased $30 worth of the drug from an undercover agent in a park, and the drug deal was videotaped by investigators. The officer has been suspended from his job and his bail has been set at $50,000. A police officer in Fort Worth, Texas, who was acquitted of sexually assaulting a 16-year-old prostitute, has been fired from his job. The Fort Worth Star-Telegram says that Officer Jesus Ortega was fired despite the acquittal because he lied to investigators and failed a polygraph test. Ortega claimed that he did not have any sexual contact with the girl, but an internal investigation determined that the officer's credibility was questionable and that it is likely that he did have sexual contact with her. A jury found Ortega not guilty in June, but he was placed on indefinite suspension on July 9th. His lawyer plans to appeal the dismissal. A police officer in San Antonio, Texas, is under investigation after a 22-year-old woman complained she was sexually assaulted. KSAT reports that the officer, who is unnamed, is accused of sexually assaulting the woman twice after offering her a ride home from a bar on Saturday. She claims that after assaulting her, the officer dropped her off more than a mile from her home. A police officer in Kenora, Ontario, has been demoted over a mishandled murder investigation. According to a Canadian press report, Sergeant Lloyd White pleaded guilty to 2 of 6 internal charges against him. He was accused of suppressing evidence which pointed to the innocence of the man charged with the murder. The man who police charged eventually had the charges against him dismissed. White pleaded guilty to discreditable conduct and neglect of duty, and he will be demoted. The 2-year demotion will result in a $12,000 a year pay cut. A second officer, Thomas Favreau, is facing 10 internal charges, and a hearing in his case will take place in September. Favreau has pleaded not guilty to all of the charges against him.
Then he asked me to follow him, which I did. And then he told me, he said, I'm going to teach you some respect. And I said, no. And he started zapping me with that stun gun.
A man in Butte, Montana, died on Friday, days after police shocked him with a taser. The dead man was the second person to be shocked by one of the weapons by Butte police officers. One of the darts from the taser was lodged in the man's forehead when the weapon was deployed. The man was diagnosed as brain dead by doctors several days before his life support was turned off. The chief of police in Butte says that the incident will not make him reconsider the use of the weapons by his officers. A man in Phoenix, Arizona, died on Friday after being shocked 3 times with a taser by police officers. A man in Digby, Nova Scotia, died on Friday shortly after police there shocked him with a taser. A man in Santa Rosa, California, died on Saturday after being shot several times with a taser by police officers. All of the officers involved in that incident have been placed on paid leave while an investigation is conducted. A man died after being repeatedly shot with a taser by police in West Palm Beach, Florida, on Sunday. The manufacturer of the devices, Arizona-based Taser International, still maintains that the devices have never caused a death or serious injury. In 2004, there were 103 deaths linked to the use of the weapons in the United States and Canada. A lawsuit has been filed against Taser International by the family of a man in Fort Worth, Texas, who died after being shocked by one of the weapons in April. The lawsuit alleges that the company has aggressively marketed the weapons to police departments without proper training or testing. It says that citizens have become human guinea pigs for the company's defective product. A 72-year-old man in a wheelchair was shocked repeatedly with a taser by a police officer in Salt Lake County, Utah, on the 4th of July. The man was accused by police of using foul language around women and children and refusing to cooperate. Police also claim the man used his wheelchair to pin an officer against his squad car. 2 police officers in Kansas City, Missouri, may lose their jobs after a videotaped incident where they shocked a man with a taser while he was handcuffed last year. Officers David Easley and Matthew Howell were the subject of a hearing last Wednesday. A decision on disciplinary action will be made at an unspecified future date. Police in Northumberland, Pennsylvania, are now using tasers, and all of the department's officers have been trained in their use. Police in Maple City, New York, have received the go-ahead from their city council to deploy tasers. The devices were banned by the council earlier this month over concerns about their safety. Other than the killings already reported in this program, police also killed people this week in Indianapolis, Indiana, Tucson, Arizona, Maud, Oklahoma, and Altoon, Pennsylvania. That's all for this week's show. If you would like to contact us with your comments and story ideas, feel free to send an email to ron@ckln.fm. Thanks to everyone who sent in stories for this week's show. From CKLN 88.1 FM in Toronto, I'm Ron Anisich.